Today, of course, is Easter. It's the day when we rejoice over the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's how that time is told to us. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 6, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay.'" The angel also reminded Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Joanna, and the other women who came to the tomb about how Jesus had said that this was to happen. Let's go to Luke chapter 9, verse 22. "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day." There are many examples of the third day having importance and significance, and in effect foretelling the resurrection of Jesus. For example, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 13, we read, "So the evening and the morning were the third day, darkness and then light." In the book of Exodus, God tells Moses to prepare the people of Israel for a special moment, and that's revealed in Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 and 11. "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down from Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.'" You catch that? The third day. Many people are actually confused regarding what we've been recognizing and worshiping this past Holy Week. I, in fact, believe way too many people believe that the death of Jesus was the end of the story. They consider the crucifixion, the resurrection, to be events of the past. They come to this belief, I think, through what they read in John chapter 19, verses 28 through 30. "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, 'I thirst.' Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with some sour wine, put it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." Those three verses reveal so much, but they need to be read with complete, total faith and understanding. First, they reveal the final words of Jesus in human form. First, he says, "I thirst." Verse 28 tells that those words were said to fulfill the scripture. Now, scripture is actually Psalm 69, verses 1 through 3, which take some time to read when you have a moment, as well as verse 21, which reads, "And for my thirst they gave me vinegar," sour wine, "to drink." Then Jesus says, "It is finished," lowers his head and gave up his spirit. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he means that the debt has been paid through his blood. That's the beginning of the path to salvation for all who come to him. Did you think it was the birth of Jesus that established that? The resurrection, which we celebrate today, is further confirmation that Jesus is who he says he is, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the I Am. This is why the angel at the tomb told Mary and the other women what he did in Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. "He is not here, for he is risen," as he said. Is risen, present tense, forever. Not has been, not was, is risen. The resurrection is not an event that lives in the past. It's alive forever, as Jesus is alive forever, as is anyone who comes to him. As you go through this day with the food and the fun, think about how to live a resurrected life through Jesus. What's that mean? Well, think about this. What has a resurrected Jesus blessed us with? He loves us, teaches us, strengthens us, heals us, protects us. Along with an Easter egg hunt today, spend time with a, let's call it a Bible verse hunt, for verses related to those ideas and how you can more fully live them with and for those in your life. I know you can't be everywhere for everyone throughout the world as Jesus is in the spirit. But think about this. While in the flesh, Jesus only traveled a total of 300 miles, give or take, during his earthly life. Start by reaching out to those near you and see how fast those frequent resurrected life miles add up.